While most Americans are busy Christmas shopping right now, many farmers are also in the midst of shopping for a new farm program. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the coverage selection period for farmers to choose between agriculture risk coverage, ARC, and price loss coverage, PLC, started November 17th.
They have until March 31st of next year. We've established the website so folks can do calculations to determine what's in the best interest of their individual operation. We've already had, through our FSA offices, nearly 1,200 events involving producers. We've had trainings and meetings and webinars, over 200 employee training sessions. So we've spent a lot of time making sure that folks are in a position to try to be able to answer questions that people have.
Since upland cotton is no longer a covered commodity under the risk management programs, Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, suggests that farmers study the notice regarding the sign-up period carefully to determine their options.
So this notice really helps clarify what is required by producers on a farm in making their elections between the ARC individual coverage and then either ARC county coverage or PLC. And of course, if all the growers on a farm elect the individual coverage under ARC, then all of the commodities are enrolled in that one program and there are no further decisions to be made. For those farms that have generic base now, which used to be cotton base acres, for those farms, the producers must elect either ARC County or PLC for all 21 covered commodities which could potentially be planted on that farm. Even if there's no history of growing some of these crops and probably no anticipation of them being produced on that farm, FSA is still asking that producers elect whether they want PLC or ARC County for each of the 21 commodities that are eligible so that in the event they are planted on those generic base acres, they would be enrolled in the appropriate program.
Some of the commodities that are covered under the program now are barley, canola, corn, flaxseed, grain sorghum, lentils, mustard seed, oats, peanuts, dry peas, rapeseed, rice, safflower seed, sesame, soybeans, sunflower seed, and wheat. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.